We may not be able to prevent an extreme weather event like the monster rainfall that socked Metro Detroit last week. But what should cities, towns, and counties be doing to prepare for future severe weather? Crane's Detroit Business Lansing reporter Chris Gouts has been checking in with folks in the know about what can be done. And one answer, Chris, appears to be green infrastructure.
Yeah, this is what we keep hearing about. Every time I would call somebody, they would bring up this idea. In green infrastructure, it's not at all about things that you would typically associate with green and infrastructure like solar panels and windmills and things like that, because you don't think about those connecting with storm drains. But in this case, what green infrastructure is talking about is using sustainable methods to keep the water from ever getting to those storm drains. And so there's all sorts of different ways, and a lot of communities are using these methods and actually requiring businesses and new construction to have systems in place that don't have any runoff to go into their storm drain. So they're really trying to manage it from that end. Ann Arbor is a community where they actually have a stormwater fee where they charge by the amount of impervious surface that you have on your property, because stormwater is a service that a city provides, even though we don't think about it in that way. So some of the ways businesses are getting around that is they're using things like pervious concrete. And it's not something that's terribly common, but you may have seen it and just not known what it was. It kind of looks like a Rice Krispie treat that you'll see in a sidewalk or the edge of a driveway. And so when the water runs down it, it allows the water to go through it, and then it can filter down into the system and drain naturally. Or some companies will even go so far as to have it drain right into a well that they then use to recycle that water and use it for their sprinkler systems. They also talk about having green roofs or rain gardens, things like that, that use that water instead of having it just go into the drain.
You point out in your piece in Cranes, and you just kind of alluded to this, that the inherent weakness of our current storm system is it all dates back to an era when there was so much less ground covered by concrete.
Yeah, I mean, that was the way that planners and engineers sort of designed our buildings and our parking lots, was that the idea was that you wanted to get the rain off of parking lots and off of flat surfaces as quickly as possible. And so they just, tilted them down and forced them down into the drain so that we didn't have to see the water. Well, that's not the way to do it anymore, because as we've seen, the rise of, big mega malls and huge parking lots. And so it was one of the people I talked with said, next time you're driving around, go look out at a big parking lot and think, when it rains, that rain can't go into that concrete. It's got to go somewhere, and it's going into your basements, like in this flood that we just experienced. And so that's what they're talking about. And so when you see little patches of green inside of a parking lot, flower beds or rain gardens, those are the kind of things they're talking about, because all that water has to go somewhere, and they really don't want it going into the drain. And so it's not just about having the newest and biggest pipes. It's about finding ways to keep that water on your own property and use it again, rather than sending it out for everyone to have it go into their system.
Chris, you pointed in your piece for Cranes to a 2001 report. So that was back over 10 years ago from SEMCOG, that at that time said it would be between $14 billion and $26 billion that it would cost by 2030 to maintain and improve Southeast Michigan's sewer infrastructure. Well, boy, now we're looking at 40-year-old sewer infrastructure, and I've got to imagine, good luck coming up with that kind of money to fix sewers when we can't even fix the road damage we're driving on from last winter.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. And I don't know if you could double those dollar amounts from 2001, but they're definitely going to be much higher. And when I talk with folks, I felt a little weird about including a study from 2001 in this story, but everyone I talked to said, those numbers are still right on, because we just don't have the money in place. The state and the federal government are taking money out of local governments. And so all this stuff hasn't gotten fixed. And so when they said, 60 to 70% of the region's sewer systems are more than 30 years old, now they're more than 40, 45 years old. And so that's still a big problem. There's just not the money to fix this stuff.
And we have heard from climate scientists that there will be more episodes like this, that we can expect severe weather as the climate changes. That's a fact. So it sounds like it doesn't do anybody any favors when you hear people say, well, this was the kind, no system could have kept up with the kind of rain that we had. Doesn't that kind of pass the buck or kind of gloss over the deeper problem of what are we going to do for the future?
Yeah, a little bit. And so that was sort of the problem, is that everyone was saying that this was a, you know, an act of God storm, or a 300-year storm. And so that was part of the problem. So even if we would have had brand new pipes, all brand new infrastructure, we still would have had some of this flooding. And so, yeah, so you could probably, some people will look at that and say, well, I guess we don't need to, you know, do so much. This was just a really, you know, horrendous storm that nobody could have prepared for. But the problem is that that storm put a ton of pressure on this very old system. And so if there's another one, or in the one after that, you know, these pipes are getting older, and the system is getting older, and you keep putting that much pressure on it, and eventually something could break, and it could make the flooding even worse. And so that seems to be the impetus now, is to say we've got to get a hold on this, because, like you said, these things are happening much more often. And one of the things that's starting to get talked about now among climatologists, and even some officials at the state and at the national level, is looking at, are our definitions of a 10-year storm event, of a 50-year, 100-year storm event, do we need to rethink those? Do we need to redefine those? Because these storms are happening at a much more frequent rate. And so should we look at, is a 10-year storm event, which is what we build a lot of our systems to, should we build that to a different level? And should be, because we're seeing so many more, much more frequent large storms. The problem with that is that that could come with standards that all municipalities would have to raise to build even bigger systems. And we can't even, you know, fully build to and protect the systems that we have now. And so it would just add even more, you know, money to the total cost.
It means time and money. And those are things government is not always so good at.
that's very true, among other things.
Chris Gouts, Crane's Detroit Business Lansing reporter. As always, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.